rough back to sleeping okay?
More or less. What I wanted to study with you today has to do with Sfiras HaOmer, and specifically to put us in the mood for Kabbalah HaTorah, for Chag HaShavuos. So we're going to...
It's my mother's Yahrzeit today, so just...
Name?
Sora Bliva Bas Ephraim
Fisher. Now, excuse me. Some of the topics, some of the points that we want to touch upon today are the following. How does a person achieve Torah? An understanding of Torah, and has Torah become a part of him? And that's a very fundamental question for those of us, all of us, who are preparing for Kabbalah HaTorah, because we want the next year, the coming year for Kabbalah HaTorah, to be a year of Torah study, a year in which we understand the Torah. What are the elements, what are the ingredients that go in to and are required for the acceptance of the Torah? We're going to begin our discussion with a famous Gemara at the very end of Masechet Megillah that requires that we read B'chukosai before Chag HaShavuos, Kedei Shetichle Hashana V'Kiloseha. The Gemara right away asks, why is Shavuos considered a Rosh Hashanah? If you want to say that we should read the Klolos of Parshas Ki Tovo before Rosh Hashanah, before Aleph Tishrei, that I understand. Aleph Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah. And we want to get rid of the Klolos and put it behind our back before we enter into the new year. But what does that have to do with Chag HaShavuos? And the Gemara establishes that Chag HaShavuos is also a Rosh Hashanah, not for man, we are not on trial, but rather for the Peros HaElon. So Rosh Hashanah LePeros HaElon is Chag HaShavuos. The obvious question that the Rishonim ask is, why Shavuos? Why not Pesach? Pesach, in the same mission in Rosh Hashanah, is established as the Rosh Hashanah LeTvuah. Why don't we read the Parsha of the Klolos before Pesach, which is also Rosh Hashanah? And with all the different interpretations and explanations, the only thing that we can come up with is that there are only two sets of Klolos in the Torah, Baruch Hashem, not a third. And those two have to parallel Rosh Hashanah and Shavuos. Why? So the Mefarshim explain, and you'll see this in the Ramban, in the Maral, that the two sets of Klolos correspond to the two Churbanos of the first and second Beis HaMikdash. In the case of Parshas B'chukosai, we're talking about the Churban of Bayis Sheni, whereas in the case of Ki Tovo, it's Bayis Rishon. Now, the Gemara asked, what brought about the destruction of the first temple? What brought about the destruction of the second temple? In the case of the first temple, it says that the Avera was Bittul Torah. Al Ma Ozva Ha'aretz Al She Ozvu Es Torasi. In the case of the second Mikdash, the destruction was because of Sinas Chinam. The emphasis here on Shavuos is because Shavuos is the time in which we take upon ourselves a brand new commitment to the study of Torah with a new energy. And that is meant to be a tikkun for the Klolos that correspond to the Churban Bayis Rishon, which was brought about by the sin of Bittul Torah. So as we enter into Chag HaShavuos, we want to come with a brand new commitment for Torah and its study, and that's going to be our purpose today, to try to understand how to create that commitment. And that should be a tikkun for Churban Bayis Rishon. In the case of Bayis Sheni, which is the Avera of Sinas Chinam, we say over and over again in the liturgy of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, Uvo Kulam Be'aguda Achas, that if each individual stands in judgment alone, that's very dangerous, very ominous. But if we come together with a certain unity in front of the Kisei HaKavod, then, insofar as I am part of a greater whole, and I am committed and dedicated to that greater whole, to that tzibur, I can be Zocher B'din. So the emphasis before Rosh Hashanah Aleph Tishrei is on the tikkun of Sinas Chinam, and on the emphasis that we have to join together in an absolute unity, and then we can be Zocher B'din. In the case of Shavuos, on the other hand, as a tikkun for Bayis Rishon, for the chait of Bittul Torah, we have to commit ourselves with a renewed hischazkus for the mitzvah of Torah study. But again, the question is, how do we do so? Let's begin our discussion with the insights of the Tiferes Shlomo, one of the great Hasidic masters, to Parshas Kisavo. And he asks the question, how does reciting Parshas Kitavo, the great Tochacha and the Klolos at the end of Sefer Dvarim and Sefer Vayikra, how does that help us? Kidei shetichle hashana uklolosel. And he activates the famous principle based on Hoshea Novi of Unishalma Parms Fasenu. When a person hears the Kriya Satorah, which means he's actually reciting the Torah, Shomei Ka'oneh, he should have in mind, and this is a very profound experience, that he is being Mekayim, that piece of Torah of the Klolos, in his own being. That's called Nishalma Parms Fasenu. So if the Klolos of Bechukosai were Chas V'Sholom meant to impact on us, and we really deserve the punishments that are written and that are incorporated in Parshas Bechukosai at the end of Sefer Vayikra, then in the schus of our learning, of our recitation of this Parsha, we have fulfilled Unishalma Parms Vaseinu, as if we have received those Klolos. And therefore, when a person hears the reading of the Torah in Parshas Bechukosai, he has to have that kavana, that extra intention, that through this kriya, he will absolve himself of the onesh that he's really responsible to suffer. And then, when he gets to the new year of Kabbalah Satorah, he's already received all these klolos, and now he's ready to move forward from Chag HaShavuos onwards. And he adds another piece to this presentation. It says, "Im b'chukosai teilechu ves mitzvosai tishmoru." Rashi says, if it already says es mitzvosai tishmoru, why repeat "Im b'chukosai teilechu"? The famous Rashi, "Hamani mekayim im b'chukosai teilechu shetiyu amelim b'torah." This is the parsha that's appropriate to be read before Chag HaShavuos. If our goal on Chag HaShavuos is to come in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam on this Chag with a renewed excitement, a renewed commitment to Torah, then it makes absolute sense that we begin that parasha by saying that we have to be Amelin B'Torah. And when we hear the Kriya of Bechukosai, we are intending to commit ourselves to Im Bechukosai Teilechu, to achieve the brachos that will vitiate the klolos. Namely, we will be Amelin B'Torah. So when we think about it, the preparation for Chag HaShavuos, which begins with the reading of Parshas Bechukosai, in a week or two, that is a preparation of Amelus. People think that Torah study is easy, just sit down and be passive, you know, read something in English. You know, whatever you understand, you understand. That's good for Adyotos, but it's not good for Chachomim. It's not good for those who aspire to be Amelim v'Torah. So Ezra Sofer organized the Krios in such a way that there should be a Kriya which will serve as a Tikkun, and that Kriya should coincide with Chag HaShavuos. And what it means is that Chag HaShavuos is Man Matan Toraseinu, and we begin to do the tikkun that we have to do by renewed commitment to Imbuchu Kosai Telechu, to Amelus B'Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us this Torah on Chag HaShavuos. We are preparing ourselves for that Torah with an attitude of Amelus. And therefore, when it says at the beginning of the parasha of Kabbalah Satorah, Vayisu Mirafidim, say Chazal, Rafidim Isharafu Yedem Be'er Amelus B'Torah, now Vayisu, the Jewish people remove themselves from Rafidim, from the attitude of Rifyon, of that laid back attitude, and instead they commit themselves to a more active, energetic, but hard work attitude. They thank Hashem for giving us the Torah on Chag HaShavuos, and they declare Imbuchu Kosai Telechu. Not only in Mitzvosai Tishmoru that we are committed to fulfill the mitzvahs Hashem, but on top of that, and this is perhaps more central, we are committed to Amelus B'Torah im B'chukosai Teiruch. Now, how many klolos are there in Parshas B'chukosai? Did you ever count them? I never counted them. But I can tell you, there are 49 klolos in Parshas B'chukosai. And how many days do we count between Pesach and Shavuos, culminating in Kabbalah Satorah? 49 days. Again, I'm not going to tell you what the holiday we're about to embark upon in just a few hours here. You know the name of it. I don't want to say it because I could say, you know, I could say tomorrow will be. I don't know exactly how you say it. We learned the Gemara today on Daf Lamed Gimel. I said, oh no, yesterday was Lamed Gimel. So we have 49 days in the Omer, and we have 49 klolos. Is there a relationship, or is it just coincidental? And it's fascinating, because in Kitavo, which is towards the end of Sefer Dvarim, we have a whole other calculation, which has to do with 98 klolos, and there's a lot to say about the number 98, but we're going to focus today on the number 49. We have to find a way of countering, of battling against those 49 klolos of Parshas B'chukosai. And we're going to start that process with Pesach and with Sfiras HaOmer. But let's just think about the number 49 for a moment. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah says that Moshe Rabbeinu reached the highest, the pinnacle of any human being in his understanding of the Torah, of the wisdom of Hashem. How many levels did Moshe Rabbeinu achieve? 49 levels. There are in fact 50 levels, the Chamishim Shari Bina, but the Pasuk says about Moshe Rabbeinu, V'atachasreyu ma'at melokim, only the divine being could reach the level of 50. The human capacity doesn't go beyond 49. So Moshe Rabbeinu is the Adon HaNevi'im. He's the greatest of all prophets. He's the Moser HaTorah, transmits the Torah, but yet he cannot be Masig any more than 49 Shari Bina. And we've mentioned 1,000 times over the famous Pasuk in Koheles, Zeh Le'uma Zeh Os Elokim. We have 49 Shari Bina, and those are engendered by Kiddush and holiness. Kinegdom, we have 49 Shari Tuma. These are the powers of Tuma. These are the powers that try to undermine us from our study of Torah, from our achievement of Kedusha, from our climbing higher and higher on the law, on the scale of Bina. And those are the 49 Shari Tuma. Each of those 49 Shari Tuma have a corresponding klala in the klalos of Bichu Kosai. And this idea is expressed by the Archaim HaKadosh, who lived 5 centuries ago in the city of Tzfat, in his commentary on Achrimos. You'll find this on the right column in the bold print towards the bottom of the column on page 2. And he starts with the mission of Avos, Ha'osan Mitzvah Achas Konolo Sanegar Echad. When a person does a mitzvah, he creates for himself a defending angel. If, on the other hand, never he does an avera, he creates for himself a prosecuting angel called a kategar that will go up in heaven and prosecute in front of the Bezdin Shel Malach. And the Archaim adds an embellishment from the Zohar. And the Zohar is explained by the Arizal. The Aver itself creates something evil. It's not just the violation itself which is evil. It's the result of the Avera of the evil in the world itself. Some new entity of evil has been created in the world. So we have the sin. That's the Mais Aver, if you will, the reality of the sin. And then we have something in the spiritual or celestial world, which is called the evil of the Kategar. And that Kategar is Tiyasrecha Reasecha, meaning it creates a Yisurim, and it comes back to haunt the person who violated that Avera. So when a person violates the Torah, and let's take, for example, an extreme case where he violates the entire Torah, then he generates these kategorim that are forces of evil. And those are the 49 Kochos HaTuma, which correspond to the 49 Klolos that will come to haunt us and will try to undermine the 49 Shari Bina in man's attempt to understand, to comprehend, to reach close to God and divine wisdom as embodied in the Torah. So we have now 49 Kochos of Makatrigim. These are the Kochos that we create through our sins. Them, the Rachmana Litzlan, they come up to prosecute against us in front of the Kisei HaKavod. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the Chote, takes him, so to speak, and puts him into the hands of these Memtos Kochos of Tuma, the Kochos, the powers of the Makatrigim, that it can cut him up and prosecute against him. These are the 49 Klolos mentioned in Parshas Bichu Kosei that punish the Chote because they castigate him and they prosecute against him. If this be the case, we begin to understand how we can prepare for Kabbalah HaTorah by counting the sphere of the 49 Yemei HaSfira. The days of sphere are days of Tara. These are days in which, as we recite in the paragraph after sphere, if you have that minhag, that we are matara ourselves in front of the Ribono Shel Olam, one day after the other, for 49 days, until we're ready for Kabbalah HaTorah and Chag HaShavuos. That is the great tikkun. Ribono Shel Olam Atotzi V'Sanu Al Yidei Moshe Avdecha Lisfar Sfiras Omer Kedei L'Tarenu Mikliposeinu Umitumaseinu. So we have the Memtes Klolos that represent the Memtes powers of the kategorim that were created by our sins, and now we're going to knock them off one after the other and vitiate them through the Memtes Yemei Sfira, which are the powers of Tara, to defeat the powers of Tumah and undermine the Klolos and completely neutralize those Klolos. So if we were pogim in the Memtes Sharei Bina of the Torah, now we're going to purify ourselves and reinstate the Tara and be ready for the Memtes Sharei Bina, namely for the Torah. And when we read the Parasha B'chukosai before Chag HaShavuos, and we have in mind the L'shalma Parim Sfaseinu, will be zoche to come to Chag HaShavuos and receive the Torah in a state of nekius and tara, of zikuch mikol pgam. We cleanse ourselves in a cathartic experience of all these impurities, and as a result, after we read the Parsha, we're prepared for Zman Matan Torah Seinu. We're ready to be makabel the Torah b'tumah, and getting rid of the tumah in a state of Tara. These are the 49 days of Sfira that prepare us for the Torah. But once again, we have to emphasize, how do we receive the Torah? And the first element in the equation, as we said, is Amelus b'Torah. What does it mean, Amelus b'Torah? After all, where does the pasuk say anything about Amelus b'Torah? It says in B'chukosai Teilechu. Okay, it can't mean Shmiras HaMitzvos, because then it says it's Mesosai Teshvor. But where does it say Amelus b'Torah? Maybe it means in B'chukosai Teilechu that you should study the Torah, but why does it have to be Be'amelus? How do Chazal know that the Ibukukosai Teilechu means Amelus b'Torah? And the answer is because the Torah is divided into two parts. They are Mishpatim and they are Chukim. Mishpatim are the logical mitzvahs that we understand with our rational intuition. Chukim are mitzvahs that we don't understand. And the source for this is in Parashas Achrimos, when it says in the Pasuk in Vayikra Yudches, Es Mishpatai Ta'asu, V'es Chukosai Tishmoru. And Rashi explains, Es Mishpatai Ta'asu, Eilu Dvarim Amurim B'Torah B'Mishpat, Mishpatai Ta'asu. She'ilu Lo Nemru Ha'yikadai Li'omram. We intuitively appreciate the rationale and the reason for the mitzvah. But Es Chukosai Tishmoru, says Rashi, Dvarim She'im Gzeiras HaMelech. She Yetzara Meshiv Aleihem. Lo Alanu L'Shomrom. The Yetzara tries to question our minds. Why should we fulfill these mitzvahs? What sense does it make? And the Umos HaOlam, the paganistic cultures, come like vultures to undermine us and laugh at us. Achilas Chazir, why can't she eat bacon? Levisha Shadnez, you're combining linen and wool. What's the difference? Paraduma? It's all nonsensical. And therefore the Torah says, Ani Hashem. And what does it mean? Es mishpatai tasu veskukosai tishmoru Ani Hashem. Ani Hashem gazarti aleichem. Iatem rashoim lipoter. This is the element of gzeras akosu. Here's where we have to be amelim b'Torah. Here's where we have to come forward with a commitment to work very hard with sweat and toil, because there are many different parts of the Torah, many of which we can understand. Our logic, our rationale suffices, but we need a different type of dedication to Torah. We have to be willing to dedicate ourselves to the study of chukim that make no sense on a rational level. And therefore, in order to achieve that goal, when the forces of the world around us claim, what a joke, why are you involved in such ridiculous ritual law and chukim? So we answer, as the Gemara says at the beginning of Megillah, Yagati Umatsasi. I can only achieve my understanding of Torah at my level 3 Yagia. Minayin, says the Gemara, She'ein divrei Torah miskaimel b'misha meimis atzmo leo. He's willing to kill himself for the sake of the study of Torah. It's yagati umatzasi tamin. It's tamin. It's got to be through amelus and yigia. And that is particularly profound when it comes to something that's not intuitive, it's maybe counterintuitive, and that's the case of the chukim, and these are the barriers that are placed in front of us, the impediments that prevent us from dedicating ourselves to Torah, accepting the Torah with an ava, with an excitement, and that requires a tremendous amount of work, and that's the concept of amelus b'Torah. And yogati, if I am amel b'Torah, matsasi, then you can find tamim, then there is a shaykhus. But that only leads us to one element in the equation. Our question was, how do you prepare for Torah? How do you re-energize yourself? And the answer to this question lies in the Gemara in Masechta Nida, which you'll see on page 3, the bottom of page 2, going on to page 3. Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya says, Ma yasa adam yachkim. What can a person do? Amar lahem. The group of Talmidim said, Yarbe b'yeshiva. He should dedicate himself extra hours to sitting, you know, to glue himself down to the chair and to study Torah. You might bischora. It might mean that he has to go to the office a little bit later. That's fine. But this was not a satisfactory answer. Certainly we need Yarbe v'yeshiva, but Harbe osu kein v'lo ho'ilahem. Many tried to do this. They reduced their time in the office and they increased their time in the Beis Medrash sitting and learning. And yet they still found that they were unable to comprehend the Torah. They were frustrated because they learned and they studied and they reviewed and then they forgot it all. So the Gemara comes up with another prerequisite. And that's tefillah. Yevakesh rachmim mi misha chokma shalosh nemar ki Hashem yitein chokma mi piv dasu svuna. All of chokma, no matter how brilliant we are and how much work we put in and how many hours we sweat and toil, it's chokmas Hashem. And Hashem has to grant us that chokma. And therefore, Tani Rabbi Chia, top of page 3, Mashal lemelech basa v'dam, Sha'asa su'udo li'avodov, u'meshager li'o'avov, mi'mashalafanenu. Rashi explains, what's this mashal? Kach chachma, shehi li'o'avov shal mokom, nitna lahem mi'piv v'lo mi'otzer acher. Maiko mashmalon, what is the meaning of this? This beautiful simile, the drasha of Rabbi Chia, the answer is, says the Gemara, Dehavalo holo saki. Why do you tell me Yarbi Yeshiva? Why do you then say that it's not going to help? It's not going to clinch it? You're going to have to be Marbe Barachame Shamayim. You have to ask for Hashem's compassion. And the answer is, Haba holo saki. We need both. These are the two prerequisites. So Rabbi Yeshua tells us, if we want to be zochah to Torah, we need a two-stage process, a two-pronged attack. We need on the one hand, Rabba b'yarbe b'yeshiva, yamai b'chotzchor. And number two, we need yavakesh rachmim mimisha chokma shalom. We must accompany our work and toil in the vineyards of Torah with prayer, with petition to God. And so the Gemara darshins in the Masechta Brachos, the Pasuk in Tehillim, Al zos yistalel kol chassid, eilecha li'eis mitzo, Rabbi Nosson omer li'eis mitzo zu Torah, shenema ki motzi motza chayim. We have a clear-cut indication from the Gemara, yistalel kol chassid eilecha li'eis mitzo mitzvah Torah. We have to pray for Torah. And it's got to be a sincere prayer, a fervent prayer, that comes from our nefesh, from the depths of our soul. In Shmon Esrei, the first of the Bakoshos, Ata Chonein L'Adam Das, U'melamed L'Nosh Bina. A separate bracha, a separate Bakosha for comprehending the Torah. And Rashi points out elsewhere, Im Hayim Shakeach Talmudo, Marech Bechonein Adas, someone who sings, who on a regular basis is frustrated because he forgets his Torah, he should spend extra time and extra fervent energy, emotional energy, in Chonein Adas, in the first bracha of the Bakoshos, that make up the very essence of the Shmoneh Esrei. And we have to dedicate ourselves to that Ata Chonin Ladam Das, because you are the one God who grants us wisdom. So if we want to come on Chag HaShavuos with a new commitment, it's got to be a commitment to Yegiya, which means to try hard to understand the Torah on the depth, on the deepest level, and at the same time, Yevakesh Rachamim Mimisha Chochma Shalom. It's got to be a two-pronged attack. And this is what Shlomo Melech means in Kohelis when he says Tovim HaShnayim in Ha'echa. Shnayim means the dedication to Torah with Hamelus and Bakoshes Racham. And if we have the two together, it's Tovim in Ha'echa. It supersedes a person who has one of the two. Either he's dedicated to the study of Torah but he doesn't pray, or someone who prays but doesn't put in the hours. So we need both. That's Tovim HaShnayim in Ha'echa. And now, for the balance of this essay, we're going to study the words of Rabbi Yosef Mislutsk. You know, Slutsk was a major city of Torah in Lithuania, not far from the city of Valuzhin. Valuzhin, of course, was the hub of Lithuanian Torah study. And Rabbi Chaim Valuzhin established the great yeshiva in Valuzhin, the mother of all yeshivot. He was the Talmud, the great disciple of the Vilna Gaon. But one of the Talmidim of Valuzhin was sent to the city of Slutsk. Later on, the Beis Halevi will get to Slutsk. But right now, in the early period, it's Rabbi Yosef Mislutsk. And we have some of his insights into Torah learning. And he says the following: that Birchas HaTorah is made up of three brachos, as we know. The first, Asher Kidshanu Mitzvosa V'Tzivanu Lasok B'Divrei Torah. That's the Nusach for Ashkenazic Jews. So the Taz explains, what is Lasok B'Divrei Torah? Why not Lilmod B'Divrei Torah? Where is the increment from Lilmod to Lasok? And he says that Lasok is an asek which is all inclusive. The whole human being from top to bottom is dedicated to this study of Torah. It's not just limud, it's asek haTorah. Asek haTorah means that a person has to activate every single part of his being, his intellect, his emotions, every bone in his body. Call it mosai tamarnu. It's a great yigia, because the Torah, as we said before, is only miskayemis b'misha meimis atzvo bohola. However, we have another element that's absolutely critical in Torah. Above and beyond Amel and Yegia, we need his palel. And therefore, as we saw in Rabbi Yeshua, Yevakesh Rachmim Mimi Shachoch Meshalom, hence the second bracha, Varevna Hashem Elokeinu. Here's where we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the sweetness of Torah. But it's a bakasha. It's not enough to just dedicate and commit oneself to Esek HaTorah, Pilpul B'Torah. He now has to pray to Hashem to grant him success in his Torah study. Now, once we mention these two critical elements in comprehending Torah, number one, Esek B'Torah, number two, Tefillah for Torah, now we're ready for the third bracha. Asher bachar bodi b'kol ha'amim v'nasan lanu es torasa. If we have these two elements of lasok b'Torah and the tefillah of varevna, then we know that we in this chus of ha'melus b'Torah tefillah deserve to be chosen as the special people of Hashem. Asher bachar bodi b'kol ha'amim. He chose us. For what purpose? For v'nasan lanu es ha'Torah, to give us the Torah. So we have A and B, and then we're granted the Torah. This is Rav Yosef Slutsky's recipe, Rav Yosef Slutsky's recipe to prepare oneself for the successful acceptance of the Torah on Chag HaShavuos. Ultimately, after we succeed, after we have both Tovim HaShnayim and Echa, we have both Esek B'Torah, as we saw in the Taz, plus Varevna, and the prayers that Rabbi Yeshua requires Bikshu Rachim Mimishachok Mishalom. Now we're ready for absolute success. But more than that, we have to appreciate what it means to be the Am of Hashem. Now that we've achieved Torah, we appreciate that we are the chosen nation amongst nations. And therefore, when the Gemara says in Masechta Brachos, in Lo Birat Birchas HaTorah, if a person forgot to recite Birchas HaTorah and he read Kriyat Shema, he was Yotze B'dieved, the mitzvah of Kriyat of Birchas HaTorah, with the first bracha, or I should say the second bracha lefaneh, Ava Rabba. That Ava Rabba can serve, if need be, as a replacement, as a sub for Birchas HaTorah. And why? Well, let's just read the Ava Rabba. Avinu Akainu Avrachamim Hamrachim Rachim Olenu Seimu Libenu Binalav and Laaskil Shmo etc. Lishmo Olasos Vehare Neinu Besorah Secha Vedabek Libenu Mitzvah Sech Yachid Lovenu Liyavol Yishmech. It's all one long bakasha, one long prayer, asking and petitioning Hashem for Torah knowledge, lahavin ulahaskil, that we should be able to learn the Torah, understand it on the deepest level, teach it to others, fulfill the Torah, and this will be, if Hashem grants us, the ultimate bracha, that we can not only study the Torah, but pass on the Torah, transmit it to others as well. And in order to be zochen, that we need tefillah, we need this bakasha of vinu of arachamon, hamrachim rachim olenu seim b'libenu, and that is the avarav. What I don't understand, in all honesty, if anyone can answer this question, in Rav Yosef Mislutsky's perspective, how does Avarava substitute for the element in the Birchas HaTorah of Lasok B'Torah? I have a feeling that what he's saying, that when the Gemara says in Lo Birat Birchas HaTorah, and then he realizes that, oh no, I forgot Birchas HaTorah, he was Yotze with Avarava. I have a feeling that he understood that he was Yotze from Avarava with the two brachos of Harevna and Asher Bachar Banu. I don't think that he would therefore alleviate such a person of his responsibility to be Mevarech the first bracha, Lasok B'Divrei Torah. So for this, we'd have to go through the Shulchan Aruch. If somebody has the time to do that, right now I can't do it. I don't even have Svarim where I am. Please see if you can figure out, if you have a Gemara Brachos Yud Aleph and Beis, I'll tell you exactly where to find it in the Shulchan Aruch. And what does it mean that you could be Yotze with Avarava? Does it mean the Yotze all three Brachos or only the last two? I'm watching everyone run over to the Mishnah Berurah, but at the speed of light here, slow down, you know, you move too fast. No? There's no Mishnah Berurah there that you could look that up? You have one? It should be in Chelek Beit. But I need a Gemara Brachos, which I don't have here, to tell you exactly which Siman it is. Alright. So where are we up to now, Rabbo? So we have three Birchas HaTorah. Each one touches on an element of how to receive the Torah, how to be Mekabel the Torah. Perhaps we can answer a basic kasha. If you remember, Rabbi Yeshua says that in addition to Amelus B'Torah, we need Bakoshas Rachamim Mimishachof Mashalom. Doesn't that contradict what the Gemara says, that Im Amar Lecha Adam Yagati V'lo Matzasi Al Tami, which means that Yigia alone is sufficient to guarantee that a person will find Torah. Right? So if he says, Yagati below Matsasi, Al Tami. Now, according to Rabbi Yeshua, even if he says Yagati, that doesn't necessarily mean Matsasi, because we still are lacking the element of Bakoshas Rachamim. So what does it mean that you don't believe him because he says you're Gati and he doesn't know the Torah? The Gemara can't figure that out. So the Gemara says he must be lying to us, so to speak, or fooling himself. Who says? Maybe he's not fooling himself at all. Maybe he's omitting the element of Bakoshas Rachamim or from Yeshua of Bakesh Rachamim Mimisha Achoch Mishalom. All it says is Yigiyah B'Torah. We're missing a very critical element of the equation. So we have to introduce here another concept. Another concept. We say the following. The question was raised in the presence of Rabbi Yeshua as to Ma Yasa Adam, what should a person do? Just one second, let me read the Lashon of the Gemara again. The Yachkin. That was the question that was presented to Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya in the Gemara Nid. Omalem Yarbi V'Yeshiva V'Yamayit B'Schor. It seems that Rabbi Yeshua himself, at least in the first round, offered the answer that you need Amelus B'Torah. Only afterwards, when the Talmidim pointed out Harbe Asu came Veloho Elohem, then he gave the other element in this equation, in this another ingredient in the recipe of Yavakshu Rachamim Mishachof Mashalom. But you get the distinct impression that he never integrated these two answers into one whole. Initially, his answer was Yarbe V'Yeshiva. Only after they pressed him on it, then he came up with the second answer, Yavakish Rach Misha Chachma Shalom. So how are we meant to understand Rabbi Yeshua in Masechta Nida? So for this, we go back to the Gemara of Yogati Velo Matzasi Al Tam. And here we want to turn to page 4. Behine. This is the Chasam Sofer. Lizkos laze, she yukva halocha kemoso, lav kol odom zocha lakach. He says that rare are the individuals whose halachic rulings are widely accepted. Ki de omru chazal yogati umatzosi tam. Bahani mili lechidude. The Gemara says that when we say that as far as a person achieving siyata d'shmaya on one level of lechidude, then yogati umatzasi tam. Aval leukmi girsa siyata d'shmaya, as far as leukmi girsa, not l'shem chidud, but to establish the final halacha, here we are absolutely dependent upon siyata d'shmaya. Says the Chasam Sofer Beit Shammai were machadei tfei. The Gemara tells us in the Sefer, they were even sharper than Beit Hillel. But yet halacha could be Beit Hillel. Why? Because Beit Hillel have another element in the equation. It's not a question of chidudei, but it's a question of siyata d'shmaya. Why and where and how do the Beit Hillel people achieve siyata d'shmaya through their anvanus, through their humility? That's already in the realm of Bakoshas Rachamim. And here the Chasam Sofer quotes the Gemara in Sanhedrin as a proof. It says about David HaMelech, Vashem imo, Ve'alocha kemosu b'chol moko. Again, Hashem imo means siyata d'shmaya. Only with siyata d'shmaya can you achieve halocha kemosu b'chol moko. You want to talk about Chidud Day? Then Yagati Umatzasi Tam. And can you see me? Fine, Hashem Imo. That's the pasuk by David. And the Gemara darshins halach gemos b'chol makom yinid siyata d'shmaya. The Gemara says in Masechta Sanhedrin elsewhere regarding Doeg and Achitofel that they were gedolim b'Torah, but nevertheless lo avisalkele shmaita aliv the hilchasa. And it means that they were lacking siyata d'shmaya, says the Chasam Sof, because here we're discussing. We're discussing Birur Shmaita Aliba de Hilchasa. And for Birur Shmaita Aliba de Hilchasa, we absolutely need Siyata Dishmaya. Doeg and Achitofel, no, they didn't have Siyata Dishmaya, but David HaMelech, yes.
I have a question.
Yes, please.
Why can't you say by Doeg and Achitofel, so they're bad nidus? They both have bad nidus.
Right. That's what we said before, that the halach is Beis Hillel because Beis Hillel had good midos, and therefore they had siyata d'shmaya. Who gets siyata d'shmaya? Someone like Beis Hillel, who personifies good midos. And even if Beis Shammai understand the sugyas better and deeper, because on the level of Amelus and Chidud, they surpass Beis Hillel, but nevertheless Beis Hillel have that extra power of siyata d'shmaya because of their ethical qualities. The same thing applies to David HaMelech. That why is it that David, who says that David HaMelech was sharper than Doeg and Achitofel? No. The answer is that David HaMelech had a siyata d'shmaya Hashem imo. They didn't have siyata d'shmaya because they exhibited midos gruos, and therefore, despite their chidude, the halacha was pasken always like David against them. The most profound example is Ruth.
A lot worse than the comparison of Bishra myself, because one of them informed Shalom Melech about Doiver Gahan, and the other one gave bad advice and ended up killing himself. So
right.
They're much worse than Bishra, completely. Bishra
right.
Generally, you're mentioned. These two people are not mentioned at all.
Right. But you see the pattern. The pattern is that it's not.
You're like Rashad, basically.
Right, work. Right. No, again, I'm just saying the pattern that repeats itself is that the precondition to halacha kamoso, to what we call shmaita aliv de hilchasa, is always going to be siyata d'shmaya. So we're going into the ethical realm, way beyond the intellectual realm. So let's take a look at Rabbi Yeshua again. The question was raised in the presence of Rabbi Yeshua, Ma yasa adam v'yachken? At this point, the Gemara is focused on Chochmas HaTorah. And the answer is, Yarbe b'yeshiva. He needs Yigia b'Torah. However, Amru, they responded, Harbe yosu came v'lo ho'il lehem. Yes, it's true that on one level, the Amelus b'Torah is a key to success in understanding the Torah. But that's not enough. And I'll prove it to you, they said. Because Harbe Yosu Kein Velo Ho'il Lehem. In other words, they may have had a certain achievement, a level of clarity in their understanding of Torah as a result of the Yigiyah B'Torah, but yet they would forget that Torah. And therefore, they didn't have the ability to come to some final ruling and pasken halacha, because you can't pasken halacha if you forget the Torah and you don't remember the principles that you learned. So why is it that even after, despite all their yigiyah b'Torah, nevertheless lo hoyel lahem, and they were never zochah to remember that Torah and certainly not to pasken halacha? Now Rabbi Yeshua comes back a second time and he says, Yevakesh rachmim mimi shachof mishalo. We need siyata d'shmaya to achieve this level of knowledge of Torah, to master the Torah, to remember the Torah, and finally, therefore, to take all its principles, churn them together, so to speak, and deliver a ruling of asuke shmaita to aliv d'hilch. So we need another element in the equation. Yigiyah b'Torah is not enough. Says Rabbi Yeshua, you're right. Li'uk me girsa, siyata d'shmaya, we need siyata d'shmaya. And that siyata d'shmaya is a result of A, crystal clear clean and yashas, think of midos tovas, ethical traits, and number two, bakoshas rachamim, to ask Hashem, plead before God for siyata dishmaya. And therefore, we begin to understand when the Gemara says, yogati velo matzasi al tamin, the Gemara means to try to come to a conclusion about those who claim that after the Yigiyah they didn't find anything. And the answer is that even though they were Yogea V'Torah, what they were missing is Yivakesh Rachamim Mimisha Chof Mashalo. So they may have achieved a great level of understanding of the Torah, but they did not achieve the level of Hilchasa, of Shmaita Aliva de Hilchasa, because for that, it was absolutely necessary to have a second element of achievement, and that would be Tefillah Yivakshu Rachamim Mimisha Chof Mashalo. Now I see it's getting late. Let's just see if in 5 minutes, for those who could stay, we can summarize the last two pieces here on page 4. When Moshe Rabbeinu goes up to the mountain and the Malachim are wondering what he's doing here, Ma Yudisha. So the pasuk that the Gemara quotes is Olisa Lamarom Shavisa Shevi. What does that mean of Olisa Lamarom? Again, I'm not going to go through the controversy between the Malachim and Moshe Rabbeinu. That's not so relevant now. But what happens is that according to the Medrash, in Shmos Rabbah, Amar Abrechya, Haluchos Hayu Archon Shisha Tfachim. L'chora Yipole, Madua Be'emes Os Hashem Kochalosais Haluchos Beshir Mechuvan Kazeh. The exact shear of the Luchos was 6 Tfachim. And why is this so? 1/3 of the Luchos were in the hands of Moshe, and there was another third of the Luchos who were on the other side that was also in the hands of Moshe, and in the middle was another third. So he says the following, this he quotes from the Nezer HaKodesh, the Shlish HaTachton should be made Moshe Rabbeinu, that's the Chelek HaPshat in Torah Shebichsav, which is absolutely clear and everyone could gain a grasp on, even without Yigiyah Satorah. The highest level, which is called the Shlisha Elyon, that's the Chelik of Sod Sheva Torah, the mysteries and the mystical secrets of the Torah. Eino Mesur L'chol Adam. They really belong to God. He says the Shlisha Emtzai, the middle section, the middle third of the Luchos, are in between. They represent the bridge that connects HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Sod, the secrets of the Torah, which is the highest level, with the Pilpula Shel Torah of man when he studies Torah Shebal Peh. And he says the following, HaChelek HaElyon B'Pulpula D'Oraisa Shebetor Shebal Peh Eino Masur LaKol Torah Shebichsav, everybody has it in their hands. Eino Gonuz U'Mustav, it's not hidden and it's accessible. Then you have the Chelek HaNistar, which is totally inaccessible. But now we have a mamutza, something in the middle, that links up Torah Shebichsav with the secrets of the Torah that are in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And man is now granted a power or a potential to understand even that part of Torah which is on the highest level, what he calls the Sisrei HaTorah. But that requires Omel Uyigir. So therefore when the Gemara says Yagati Velo Matzasi Al Tamin, that's a reference to the Nigla of the Torah, the part of the Torah which is represented symbolically by the Shlish, that's between HaKadosh Baruch Hu's grasp of the Torah, the secrets of the Torah, and the Torah Shebal Shebetzav that's in the hands of Moshe, representing the accessibility to everyone. When Rabbi Yeshua says Yivakshu Rach Levivisha Chokma Shalo, he's referring to the Chelek HaNistar Shebetorah. As far as the Chelek HaNigla Shebetorah, Yogati, that's enough. If he says Yogati V'lo Matzasi, you don't even believe him. But when you get to the highest level of Torah, and that is the Torah that's Nistar, that requires a special Bakoshas Rachamim, without which, despite all the Yigiyah, he is not granted the ability to understand that part of Torah. So for that we need Yivakshu Rachamim Mimi Shachochma Shalom. It's only HaKadosh Baruch Hu who has the Bailus, who has the control and possesses this Chelek HaElyon, which reflects on the secrets of the Torah, the part that's concealed. It's only HaKadosh Baruch Hu, therefore, who can offer man access to that part. But man cannot get access to that part of Chochma without Yivakesh Rachamim Mimi Shachochma Shalom.
Simon Mem Zion.
Right.
And Rechaber certainly doesn't say, but there's any difference. But I don't see in Mishnah Berurah that there's a political
problem. Oh. All right, for this we need Rav Silver on the show.
All the prophets.
I think we have to cut Kriya a second time, Yudi. I'm sure Rav Silver would give us an insight here. Interesting that amongst the Sfarim, the word Tiferes is abbreviated as Tuf, taking the first and the last letter of the word Tiferes. Tiferes is the mead of Yaakov, meaning the mead of Torah. And perhaps the remez here is for Torah and Tefillah. Torah is the Amelus B'Torah, Tefillah is the Bakoshas Rachamim, and these are the two elements that integrate to form our ability to ask Hashem for extra zchus in understanding the Torah. Yiratzon, we should be able to understand the Torah and be mekabel the Torah, be Ava, with a tremendous energetic commitment for the new year to come. Tichle Shona V'Kol Oseh. Hakein Yiratzon.